This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We learn that charity is something recommended in Ramadan, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be the most generous of people. Especially in Ramadan, he was the most generous with good. Not just money. يعني كان أجود الناس بالخير. An advice with people. Teach someone something. Sadaqa. Clothe someone. Feed someone. Pay the debt of someone. Do something good. هذا what it means to be generous in Ramadan. And he used to be most generous in Ramadan. You know why? الحديث says حين يلقاه جبريل فيدارسه القرآن. He used to be most generous, especially when Jibreel used to come recite the Quran to him. Why? I'll tell you why. لأن when a person reads the Quran, his heart is drawing nearer and nearer to Allah and the afterlife. So therefore, it's withdrawing from this worldly life. So he gives, and he's detaching from the worldly life. You see the effect, the true effect of the Quran in your life, as you draw nearer to the hereafter, you're being detached from the afterlife. What is it? What, you're being detached from this life. What's a sign? You're detaching from this life and its luxuries, the extra giving, the extra generosity. And his generosity was described as أجود بالخير من الريح المرسلة. He was more generous than the strong, violent wind. What does that mean? You know, a strong, violent wind. It does not leave anything in its path except it touches. A wind, when it blows in a city, it affects the trees. It touches the leaves, the houses, the windows of houses, the doors, the streets, the cars, the people. Everything in its path it touches. For this is what is meant by a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being more generous than an uncontrollable wind. Meaning his generosity would get everyone. It would reach everyone. The poor and the rich and the sahabi, with the one that's struggling, will in the masjid, outside, with women, with children. Everyone would say, take something of the generosity and the goodness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For remember, the charity in Ramadan has a huge deal. And it should be a big thing in the life of a Muslim during Ramadan. Generosity needs to increase. Feed those who don't have anything to eat. And mashallah, there's a lot of campaigns, a lot of يعني, charity organizations that organize this on your behalf. All that is required from you is to take this money and to pay it. And behind your money is your effort and your sweat and your work. For when you're donating, it's not just money. You donated hours and hours of work. You donated from your life, from your time, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake. You feel this, you internalize it, so that you understand the reward will be great. This is not something that will go easy in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You give the, and make sure you feed a family throughout Ramadan. Make sure at least for every single day of Ramadan, at least you're feeding a family. Or you're feeding someone that is poor, right? This is extra generosity in Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability that we worship Him subhanahu wa ta'ala during our lives, and more so in Ramadan.